The Bible said the woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him, talking about the Lord, and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that, she was not hid. She came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him, before all the people, for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." I was reading on this morning, and I got a good thought from it when the Bible said in verse number 46, Jesus said, "Somebody had touched me." The Lord knew in all that crowd that was going to Jairus' house that day, that all that crowd was strong in him and touching him, that there was a touch there in that crowd that got a hold of him and the power came out of him. And he said, "Virtue had gone out of me." The word virtue just simply means the power of God came out of him on that day. Now you take this record here. There was a woman that had an issue of blood 12 years. That meant that her blood continually flowed, and it was a terrible problem. And friend, I'm telling you this tonight, there's a lot of things, that's issues in our life. I tell you, we all have some issues, that we'd like to see God help us with. But brother, it's going to take what this woman did, to get the help of God tonight. I tell you, she got tired, of being in that shape. I believe, that when an individual gets to the place, that they get tired of the way things are, thank God they'll find their way to where he's at. And I won't say tonight, friend, it took a while, but thank God it got her there. And no matter what it takes to get us there, thank God it gets us there. And when we get there, there's something to happen, amen. And so we find here tonight, here she is with an issue of blood. The Bible said it was a bloody flux. And she was hemorrhaging within. She went that way for 12 years. She went to many physicians. That spent all she had in another part. And said none of them healed her. None of them helped her. There's a lot of things that we'll try that won't heal us. It'll only do us for a little while. But I need something more than that tonight. Thank God for what I'm facing and what you're facing tonight. And here this woman has spent her living, the Bible said, since she went and spent it all. Hey, friend, I'm going to tell you, you got to spend out sometimes before anything to take place. I tell you, it do us good tonight. Thank God to quit trying to do it ourselves. Hey, friend, we're going to have to get rid of what we got and find what he's got. And a lot of times, as long as we got something that we can spend, we'll keep a doing it. And we won't get no help from God. That's right. That young prodigal boy, when he was down in the far country, spent all he had. That's right. Thank God. When the young ruler bowed before the Lord, there's one problem with him. He didn't bow broke. He had a many riches. I tell you, the only way a man of getting help from God is to bow broke. To bow without anything, knowing it's God that has to do it. And here this woman had no doubt, no many heavy doctors she had been to. And said she rather grew worse. She got worse and worse and worse. There's things that come in our life that sometimes we wonder if they're going to ever get any better. Amen. I mean, it seems like one thing after another happens, and we wonder if they're going to ever get any better. I'm glad tonight, thank God, that when he gets us there, that's when it can get better. I tell you, when God saves a man, he's got to get it to the place that he sees he can't help himself, and the only way he'll get made whole Thank God to quit trying itself and come to Him. I'll say tonight, brother, this thing of God helping us, it'll take the power coming out of Him. And when the power comes out of Him, you'll know it. Because this woman here, thank God when she got through, the Bible said, Jesus said, somebody's touched me. Amen. Now, there's a lot of people around Him right here. And I don't know how many, but as they're going to Jairus' house, and the Bible said they were scrawling Him, as up against Him, and no doubt touching Him. And here come a little feeble old woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. That's a long time to go through something, friend. But here she come through, and the Bible said she touched the border of His garment. That border meant the edge of it or the hem of it. And the Bible said when she touched it, thank God, her issue dried up right then. In fact, the word staunch means it stopped at once. It happened immediately. Thank God she didn't have to go back to no more of them doctors because she had met the one that could stop, thank God, of the bleeding that she had. It happened at once. You know what it took? Thank God to get to where He was. I'm telling you what she did. She gave up on everything else and she got to where He was. She gave up, friend, on them other doctors. She gave up on any hope from anybody else. But thank God she found where He is at. He's a going through. And she said this in another gospel. She said, if I may but touch His clothes, I shall be made whole. If I can just get to Him, it'll be all right. If I can just put my thing on His clothes, thank God it'll be all right. I'll tell you tonight, thank God He's around. And you've got to get to where He's at. If you ever do, there'll be power go out of Him. I tell you, that's what we need tonight. That's my whole thought. Here's the thing. When she touched Him by faith, the power came out of Him.
Yeah.
That's where it's at tonight. If you can touch Him by faith, thank God the power will come out of Him. I said it the other night, faith activates God. Amen. It activates His blessing. It activates Him up doing something. Amen. This woman here, thank God, when she went, the touch she had was activated the power. That was faith that activated her. And when she went, you think about this. Here's a woman that hadn't been around the Lord before. And she made the statement, if I can just get to His clothes, if I can just lay a hand on Him, on the clothes of the Lord, on the clothes of Jesus, thank God He'll heal me. It'll make it better. I'm telling you this tonight. Hey, there's some things in your life, in my life. Thank God tonight that God will do. If we'd get to where He's at and reach Him by faith. Hey, there's no telling what He'll do. He'll say, I'm going through a battle with Him. I'm going through a battle without. And it's been a long time battle. I'll tell you tonight, there's power within Him. Thank God with one touch. To heal, thank God, and make whole. Happened to take you tonight. Thank God by faith to get to where He's at. No matter who's around. Thank God go where He's at. Because He's the only one that's got the power. Amen. That's right. Praise God. That's right. Amen. I know that's right. Amen. Because He's going to have to be one. He said, somebody touched me. Thank God. Boy, I tell you, wouldn't that be good tonight? Thank God the church got a hold of Him. Thank touched Him by faith. Don't tell Him what the Lord do for us. Thank God, I'll tell you, it brings some praise back in our lips. It puts some joy back in our hearts. It'll overcome a lot of errors in our life and things we're going through. That don't mean we'll never go through anything again. That didn't mean that woman was going to be perfect. But it did mean, thank God, she was made whole from that. A disease she had. That she had for 12 years. Thank God, I tell you, the next morning when she got up, she didn't, my friend, have that flowing blood in her again. Thank God she was dried up with me, and thank God for that disease. Because, thank God, there was the Lord Jesus that came by, and she reached Him by faith, and the power came out of Him, and she was made different. Amen. That's right. Thank God. He said, Peter said, well, Lord, all these people around you, you're saying, who touched me? You see, the Lord
knew the power had gone out. That's right. He said, virtue's gone out of me. Thank God, it wasn't this way. It wasn't like any other touch.
Right.
Amen. Well, I tell you tonight, there's a lot of things that plague us. There's a lot of things that we got difficulties with tonight, if we'd be honest. Thank God that I'm telling you, if we could get to Him, you know why? She wasn't worried about what everybody else thought. She wasn't worried about what the crowd said. She wasn't worried, my friend, about what somebody would say about her. Thank God she wanted to get some help. And when she got a hold of His garment, thank God the power of God came out on her. Amen. You say, what's salvation, preacher? The power of God. Right, that's what it is. That's what it is, power of God. That's right. That's what it is. You say, where's victory at? Power of God. In Christ. That's where it's at. Now listen, if she fell down before Him with all them people around in fear because she was an unclean woman in the law, said an unclean woman shouldn't touch nobody. But thank God that woman came for some healing in hell. And I won't say tonight, brother, it don't matter who's around, thank God. I do business with God. Amen. That's right. If you don't get past that, you never will do anything for God. Hey, you're not as good as you think you are. You're not as spiritual as you think you are. Hey, if you'd be honest tonight, you've got some issues in your life. You've got some things you've been wrestling with and are battling with. Hey, that's giving you difficulty. When you wake up in the morning, you would thank God it was gone. You wish you was amazing. Hold from it. I know when God saves us, we're saved. But there's things we face in this life. Hey, it takes the power of God to overcome. I tell you, there would not be nobody here tonight, my friend, if it wasn't for the grace of God saving our wretched soul. Hey, friend, I'll tell you this, if it had not been for the power of Almighty God, I'll tell you what activated that. Thank God that faith. Thank God that got a hold of your heart. I knew it, hearing about Him. And the activation of the Word of God in your heart. And work faith in you. And God restored. And that the power of God might come out of Him into you. Amen. That's right. That's where it's at. That's why I want to live that way. Because I know I can't live without it. That's right. And I get desperation. This woman got desperate. That's right. When's the church going to get that way? When's the church going to get that way? Somebody touch God. Touch the Lord by faith. Because if nobody don't touch Him, He won't activate. Because that lady there that day reached Him and touched Him. He said, somebody's touched me. See, the Lord said, virtue's gone out of me. Thank God there's something that's come out of me that's went into them. That's done something great. He knew who it was. The Lord knew who that was that reached to and got a hold of Him. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, you can get a bunch of people around an altar and you might hear and know the power of God, but you might not know who it was. Thank God that prayer of faith. It might be that little old boy praying. It might be that older woman praying. It's not how loud you do it, thank God. It's what's in your heart, what you desire. And if a man would get desired something from the Lord, hey, no telling what God might do. I want to say this tonight, that there's not an individual seated in this sanctuary that has, my friend, any more power and any more access than somebody else. God can do for you what He can do for anybody else. And I tell you, I need that tonight. I need Him tonight, friend. I need God to fulfill something in my heart. But the only way it's going to happen is to get to God where He's at by faith tonight. That's where it's at. Amen. So when I seen that man come in, that woman was bowed over for 18 years. Thank God. Jesus came by and straightened her out. Amen. And notice that I'm preaching the truth tonight because He said in verse 48, He said, daughter, be of good comfort. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Yeah.
He said, it was faith that made you whole. That's right, it was a faith touch. She believed what, if she ever got a touch, just a touch of clothes, She believed, thank God, that it would happen. Amen. How many times you thought, well, I need to go talk to this brother? Or talk, that's good to get comfort, but I'm going to tell you, that brother can't do what Jesus can.
Right.
Amen. Listen, brother, thank God we can talk all day to brethren. We can talk all day to one another in the church. Thank God, and we need that. We need the fellowship and the comfort in words. But there ain't but one, thank God, that can birth you come out of and give you an overcoming power, thank God, to overcome that what was plaguing that woman. And it was, my friend, that at the blood problem. And when the Lord, thank God, power went out of him. That thing was stopped right once. Amen. I'll tell you, praise God tonight. Hey, you know why it don't happen in us? Listen to me. It's because we don't have the faith. Amen. That's exactly right. We say, well, we'll touch him, but what if? We'll touch him, but what if it happens? Hey, he don't operate on that. Thank God, he operates on the fact of believing. If you can believe what he said, he'll do what he said. And this woman said, I just need to get to his clothes. I got to touch him. I got to get to him. And she said, thank God if I can get his clothes. Thank God, I believe, brother, as soon as you put the finger on it, thank God the power of God came out of him and put it in her. And brother, she was healed and made whole. That's right. Thank God. I'm going to tell you this tonight. Listen to me. She's the one that had the faith. Wasn't nobody else around her. Even Peter said, Lord, look at all these people around. Is that not right? That's what faith does. Amen. She had conviction in her heart that if she ever got to where he is at and touched his garment, she'd be made whole. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, there's worse things than a bloody flux. That's right. That's a lost soul tonight. If you never have been saved, you're lost. That's the worst condition a man could be in. Listen to me tonight. I want to say this. Listen to me. I want to say this. If you hear lost without God, if you can believe Him, you can be saved. You say don't have to repent, He'll work that in. If you want God tonight, you can reach Him. It's by faith. It's just simply coming to Him by faith. But you'll have to believe Him to be saved. I know the Bible said faith comes by hearing, hear by the Word of God. And we spoke about that a little bit the other night. How the Word of God's got to speak to your heart. But I'm telling you, friend, tonight, if you believe God, He can save you tonight. That's right. It won't be listen to me, it won't be my faith that saves you. I wouldn't want to depend on my faith, it's His faith. Even though, thank God, it is given to you to believe upon hearing the Word of God and seeing this great miracle that happened here in this Bible. You'll have to believe God. And I'll say this tonight to you. Listen to me. There's nothing impossible to God. I don't know what's plaguing you tonight. I don't know what kind of issue you've got in your own heart and in your own life and things you're facing. But I'll tell you this, I know this is right. If you ever touch Him by faith, you'll know the power of God comes. That's right. That's why we won't keep walking after Him. We're going after Him because I need His help. And I got things in my own life that I face in a battle, and I know God's the only one who can give me what I need. What disgusted me when I was reading that this morning. Here's an old broken woman, 12 years of that shame. And Jesus said, somebody's touched me. Somebody's touched me. Somebody said, isn't there faith in your heart tonight? Thank God to say, Lord, I've got a need tonight, and I don't have to stay in this shape.
that I don't have to stay in this shape, Lord. Thank God if I can just get to you by faith and get some help. Thank God. And the Bible said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. It's made you, it's saved you. Thank God it's rescued you from what you had. It took faith to get to me. And when the faith got to me, and the act of faith, thank God for touching me. There's a power that came out of me. I said, somebody touched me. And when I looked around, I seen who it was. I got saved. I want my whole family saved. And my mama wasn't saved. I got to praying for her and asking God to save her. And there's a burden that come over my heart I never forget. Back in 1986, I've been saved 2 years. I never had felt a burden like that for somebody. And I carried that burden for probably about a month, just a burden on my heart. It got heavy, and I kept a reaching to God and saying, Lord God, I want to see her saved. She thinks she's all right, and God don't help she hope she's got sin, God. And Lord God, would you reach her with the gospel? Would you go to her with the gospel? I remember an old man of God by the name of Ivor Powell stood up one Sunday morning. An old English preacher. He got up and preached about your name being written in heaven. And I was sitting on the second pew of that church. My mama and them were sitting back here. I'd been praying, asking God. I believe that morning, thank God, first you left out of the Lord. When she stepped out of that aisle, and I saw her come down. I'm telling you this, it's God knowing my witness, being my witness tonight. When she stepped out of that aisle and started walking down, that burden lifted on me, and boy, I'm talking about joy filled my heart. I saw her bow down and cry out to God, and got up and said she'd got saved. And I'm telling you, brother, I know, thank God. Hey, St. Preacher, it took her to do it, that's right. But I'm telling you this, brother, God did use a fervent prayer. God did use a prayer of faith. I'm telling you that, I believe it. I believe, brother. Thank God that I kept a pressing through and a praying. And thank God, sometime I touched him, and he acted upon what I prayed. And brother, the prayer of God came out. And then what I asked, I'm telling you that, that's perfect. I'm going to tell you what, this, the prayer of faith and faith believing has no limits. It has none. It has no limits in what God can do. If a man or a woman would act upon that need. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. Can I tell you what I think? I really believe that you're about to gonna have to get desperation to see there's a great need to reach, touch him. I'm gonna tell you what, if we can't see it in this hour, you'll not see it.
Right.
He said, virtue's gone. The power of God's left me. The power's come out of me. But is that not what preaching is? Is that not what preaching is? The man of God getting up and preaching and the power of God comes out of him. Is that not what living for God is? Thank God. The power of God coming out of you. Is that not what the word power means, Brother John? It means dynamite. A place, thank God, to explode. Can I say this? A place to perform. Virtue has gone out. Here's a woman going back home. Thank God, different. She's not the same. See, I'm going to tell you this. Salvation is not the stopping place. Salvation is the beginning place. And salvation is a package deal. Thank God, I'm talking about far as being fully saved. And I'm telling you this, that's not the start. That's not the stopping place. That's the starting place. You need what I'm preaching tonight. You need what I'm preaching tonight on a regular basis in your own personal life.
to have victory. Why do you think we come in the house of God and we ought not do it? We come in, we down. I'll tell you why. A lot of times we're not got a hold of Him. Have that fire come out. That's right. God help me.
Amen.
I'm facing some things tonight. I need the power of God. I need to reach in my faith. I need something from God. When virtue comes out, you'll know it. When the power of God comes out, you'll know it. God help us. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you listening to the Word of God. Boy, somebody needs to come to Him tonight. Reach by faith. Believe Him. You need the power of God on you tonight. Need the power to go out of Him into you tonight. There's some battles. There's some issues tonight in your own personal life. There's some issues. There's some things tonight you need to deal with. Continually plagues you. That you need the help of God on. The Lord spoke to you tonight. You ought to get on this altar and pray to Him tonight. Reach Him by faith. Touch the edge of His garment. The heart's what God sees. Would the Holy Ghost speak to you tonight and help you? Help me. Help me and you both. Would He? Would you come tonight? God's speaking to your heart. Would you reach out to Him? God's dealing with you. He'll save you tonight if you'll believe Him. Come to Him by faith. Come to Him. And God's speaking to you tonight. The power of God. The power of God. The power of God came out of Him. It was a faith touch. Some of you have been plagued tonight. Got issues you need to deal with. Only by the power of God. Only by the power of God can you overcome it. Would you come to God tonight and get some help? God's a touching your heart. Somebody, He said, somebody touch me. 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 Praise God. Virtue's gone out. The power's left me. Somebody's been made whole. Somebody's been made different. Somebody's been helped. Somebody's been blessed. Somebody's been helped by God. The people you meet every day. Somebody's been helped. Because the power of God. Because Jesus came by. Because Jesus came by. Would you come? Obey the Lord. Would you obey the Lord? Things you're facing, you need God. You can go back from here whole tonight, sinner. You can come to Him, thank God, by faith, and leave whole. Takes the power of God. Preached on this text one time. Preached on how you doing. How you doing? She wasn't doing too good. It's Him or nothing. It's all or nothing. He's got what you need tonight. Her faith made her whole. Took her 12 years to get there, but thank God He got her there. Praise God, He's able to help you tonight. Faith touch. Healing touch. Saving touch. Praise God.
Brother Redmond, have prayer tonight. Yes. Yes. Come to Him as you are. You can't clean up. You can't change nothing. You come as a sinner. Then you come with every need you have. God help you. That power of God came on that woman, healed her, made her whole. Better believe that. Thank you. just come around and pray around Josh. He know he's heard the gospel all his life. He knows he needs to get saved. Lord, it's the only one can save him tonight. And you just pray and ask God to do that in his heart and give him the saving faith. Oh, God. Lord, help him. God, touch him in the holy power of God. God, give him faith. God, give him faith. God, give him the faith to believe you, God, to change him within. God, to make him what, God, a new creature he is. God, I pray by the power of God, you do it, Lord. Yeah, Lord, help
help him. God help him. God help him. Help him, Lord. Help him, Lord.
Some of y'all need to come at night and pray. Jesus told Peter to cast the net out. He said, I fished all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, thank God. He had so many fish in the net, it breaks. He said, apart from me, I'm a sinful man. He saw the power at the word of God. Nevertheless, at thy words will I let her down. Nevertheless, at thy word, what you say, God, I'll act upon and obey, and God will do the rest. Praise God. That's faith. That's acting upon the word, and God doing the rest. Fished all night and caught nothing. Threw it out on the other side of the ship. 153 fish got in the net. Took 5 loaves and 2 fish, fed 5,000 men plus women and children. What are they among so many? Praise God. What can He take here? Praise God, in this house of God. What are they among so many? Oh, I'll tell you what He can do. He can take a little and make a lot. He can do a lot with a little. Oh, ye of little faith, that's better than none.